be to these opportunities where we improve the health of the patients and reduce the need for these costlier interventions. And the collaboration and alignment will be key. And I think these have been addressed, and the materials that have been provided are very helpful in this regard. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Who's next? Why don't you introduce yourself and your responsibility? I should have asked you to do that when we started.
Hi, I'm Bo Fernhall. I'm the Dean of College of Applied Health Sciences here at UIC. And I probably need to put our college in a little bit of context first so that you understand who we are and what type of clinicians we prepare. We have top-ranked programs in physical therapy and occupational therapy. We also have a high-quality, although fairly small program in nutrition that prepares registered dietitians. We prepare movement specialists that do a lot of work in cardiac and pulmonary rehabilitation, neurorehabilitation, through our kinesiology program. And we also have programs in health informatics and health information management. So all of these individuals, and I'm sorry, I forgot, our probably best known program is in disability, where we care for people and provide services for people with various types of disabilities. Our biggest challenge is probably how we make sure that we can become part of an integrated healthcare team and how that's going to work and benefit our college as well as benefiting the university. We have some real challenges with that right now, and I don't see them becoming any less so as we go forward. Our family clinic for people with intellectual disabilities and our autism clinic that we operate are currently operated outside the auspices of the health center. So we do that on our own. To make that effective, we're going to have to integrate it and become part of a larger team to make it really work, particularly on a larger scale than we're currently doing. We currently do not have a faculty practice in occupational therapy and physical therapy. So if we want to grow that and have a real impact on how those fields are going to be structured in the future, and how we can utilize our faculty expertise to provide the best clinical care possible, we're going to have to find a way to get a faculty practice up and started so that that can be integrated into the health center. We are in current negotiations trying to make that happen. So hopefully we'll get that started soon. All of this has large implications also for training of our students. One of the largest impediments to quality student training is finding the correct and appropriate internship sites for clinical internships. Right now, we have minimal sites here in our own health center, and it doesn't really make sense. So there are people from all over the country coming for clinical internships, but we get relatively few of them. So by being better integrated in the clinical practice, being able to better supervise our own students and place more of our own students in our own setting is going to have a huge implication for the success of all of our academic programs as well as the clinical setting.
Very good. Thank you.
I'm Bruce Graham. I'm Dean of the College of Dentistry. The biggest challenge for us in this new Affordable Care Act environment is unfortunately, again, a financial risk. We are providing care to the same largely, predominantly Medicaid population in our outpatient care clinics here on the campus, and we provide 88,000 patient visits a year, roughly a third of the size of the patient care volume of the outpatient care center. And we have been caring for those patients for a long time, for 100 years, in an environment where our reimbursement levels for dental Medicaid care are second worst of any of the 50.